Return to Via Castiglione and walk straight on. On your left, you can see an imposing brick wall, similar to a fortified castle, which it actually was. At that time, the Aposa stream still flowed on the surface, and so the castle was also equipped with the typical drawbridges. It's the old Pepoli Palace, owned by the Pepoli family, very powerful and crucial to the medieval history of Bologna. It was the birthplace of the first lord of Bologna, Taddeo Pepoli, a real conservator pacis et justitia, from the Latin peace and justice advocate, during the 10 years of his reign. But this was the period of time between 1337 and 1347, so we'll have to go back a little. Proceed along Via Castiglione. On your right, you should see a majestic white building typical of the Italian eclecticism. Walk along it, and at the corner with Via Farini, take a look upwards to your right. What you see is not a roof terrace, as you may think, but the Bertolotti Tower. Today, it is an integral part of the Saraceni house, erected in the 14th century. If you cross the street and then turn right into Vicolo San Damiano, you can get the best view of it. The Bertolotti, a family of merchants, became famous for the production of a very rare but really useful article, parchment paper. This trade gave them enough prestige and money to allow them to build a tower close to their factory. The mill used both the Savona and the Aposa streams, the latter of which at the time flowed just under your feet. When the tower was built, it was higher than it is today, but it said was cut off in the second half of the 14th century. After renting the tower out for some time, the Bertolotti decided to sell every property to the Clarissimi family. But things are not so simple. If you go closer to the house wall, you see a plaque. Read it with me. Here arose Alberto Clarissimi's tower, built in 1100, then decapitated and transformed in an attic in 1469. Well, the topic is debated, but surely this plaque is wrong. First of all, as I told you, the tower was not built by the Clarissimi, who just bought it at the end of the 13th century. Secondly, the date of 1100 has to be intended as a century and not as a single year, as the wording seems to mean. Finally, also the date of 1469 seems inaccurate. In fact, it emerged that the transformations undergone by the tower and by the whole complex demonstrate their belonging to the last years of the 15th century. What's more, they represent one of the best conserved architectural examples of those years. Full of mistakes, this plaque, but nevertheless, it is evocative, and it pays tribute to a glorious restoration of the whole complex, carried out in the 30s of the 20th century by the Cassa di Risparmio of Bologna, which had bought it at the end of the 19th century.